Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my wonderful audience. Welcome back to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims, actually with anybody. Never had the chance to enjoy God's presence and God's forgiveness and God's salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. We read in the gospel, according to Jesus' disciple Luke, that God sent the angel Gabriel to a virgin named Mary. The angel told her, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be called the Son of the Most High." Mary asked the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. For no word from God will ever fail." Some of my Muslim friends tell me, "How can this be? You know, this is impossible." We share with our Muslim friends that we know that there is nothing is impossible with God. Actually, interestingly, Jesus' miraculous conception is taught in the Quran. The Quran states that God sent his spirit, Ruhana, to Mary. You can read that in Surah 19, verses 16 to 22. Most of the Muslims, when they translated that verse, they translate the word Ruhana, which is spirit, they mistranslated to our angel. However, the Quran states God's spirit spoke to Mary, you can say through an angel, that's how the Quran put it, saying, "I am only the messenger of your Lord to give you the news of a pure son," which means without sin. The Quran continued to state that Mary replied, "How can I have a boy while no man touched me, and I have not been unchaste?" The angel said, "Thus it will be, your Lord says, it is easy for me, and we will make him a sign to all people, and a mercy from us, and it is a matter already decreed." So she conceived him. Share with your Muslim friend, by the action of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary, the divine nature was united with the human nature which Jesus received from the Virgin Mary. God himself descended and was incarnated. The Holy Spirit purified the Virgin's womb. The flesh formed in her body was the only begotten Son. Begotten Son of God means that he came from God, that he has the same nature as God. Of course, it is important to mention clearly that we, Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, and believe in what God revealed to us in the gospel, believe that God is one being, eternally existing as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because God is His Spirit, infinite and eternal, His being is beyond our imagination. Don't try to figure out everything about God, because you can't. My friend, it is significant that not only did Jesus call Himself the Son of God, but John the Baptist and God the Father also testified to this eternal truth. John the Baptist declared, "I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God. John the Baptist is called in the Quran Prophet Yahya. We also read in the Bible the testimony of God the Father when John the Baptist was baptizing Jesus. As soon as Jesus was baptized, Jesus went up, came up out of the water. At that moment, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and sitting on him. A voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy." My friend, this is what the gospel declared clearly to us. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stand condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." It is a fact, my friend, that we all have sinful nature that makes us sinners. And the consequences of our sin is death, eternal separation from God's presence. There is nothing we can do to make us deserve to go to heaven. So God, because of his passionate love towards each one of us, provided a way for us to go to heaven when our lives on earth end. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to be born on earth through the Virgin Mary, through the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ lived a perfect life, lived without committing one single sin. Even the Quran mentioned that clearly. And his death on the cross is the perfect sacrifice for our sin. He died in our place, my friend. God sent Jesus to provide the only way for you and me to be forgiven of our sins when we repent of our sins and believe that Jesus is our only Savior. My friend, Jesus said, "Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." We are mortally wounded by the sin that exists within us, which is manifested through our selfish actions. Can't you see? Our selfish thoughts and attitudes. Many times, all people, including you and me, are by nature condemned. We are convicted of a capital crime because of our sins. We deserve the sentence of death. This sentence was executed on Jesus Christ. There is only one way for you and me to be delivered from the condition of being condemned, is repenting of your sins and trusting, believing that Jesus paid the penalty for all your sins. Repenting means simply decide from your heart not to live against God's will, violating your conscience and disobeying God. My friend, I invite you to pray this prayer with me if you mean it from your heart. God, I am sorry that I disobeyed you. I am sorry that I violated my conscience and I disobeyed your commandments. God, forgive me. God, I believe in Jesus, that he paid the penalty for all my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. I want you to be my Savior and my Lord. God, thank you for loving me that much to come down to earth and sacrifice of yourself to save me from paying the penalty for my sins. I want to live close to you in harmony with your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, please contact me. Would love to rejoice with you. Send you a free book, totally free. And the rest of my audience, remember, we are one team, one family, and we have the same goal as loving the people we meet, including Muslims, and helping them to enjoy God's love and salvation, to spend eternity in heaven with us.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.